Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I want to thank them for their contribution. We always like to thank Evan Thomas, and we thank him again today. But thanks also to Connor O'Donnell, who got us up and running and twitching this morning. And we certainly appreciate that. And thanks to everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Thursday, September 12th.
Yes, and thanks to our producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Let it go, fanboy.
And thanks to our guy, Brandon Fryer, for his great work.
Just opportunity, you know, opportunity. You're looking for an opportunity, a crack in the door, because it's a strong receiving group that we feel that we have this year. And again, we still got to prove it, but I would say that opportunity, you know, when that crack door opens, man, you take your opportunity and run with it.
Lucy.
Flusy, coach speak. God, love it.
Hey, we got Marshall Harris today. Marshall. Great man. And he's with Dan Bernstein.
Take that, Bernstein.
Yeah.
That's right.
Straight from Dustin. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. A lot of activity down there. You guys are on the lobby of the Prudential Building?
The plaza.
The plaza. Plaza.
We're on the plaza. They're setting up a whole afternoon of fun to celebrate the start of football season. Our friends at Circa Sports Illinois. They have us live here at Prudential. Food trucks, games, more throughout the day. They're setting a big, high-def, mega-screen, golden tee game. And then Circa is going to have merch for customers that download the app and deposit. So come on out. You can see the balloons and the things.
Yeah, I just
and
looked
the
out the window. Right
basically,
there.
It's a good time. That's a good time.
Right downstairs?
It's going to be a good
here,
time.
Over by there.
Okay. Over by there. And the afternoon show follows you, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to keep it going with Matt Spiegel and Ruthie Belinsky. It's going to be a party. If you guys just want to spend the rest of your day here, I understand that's fine.
I may just do that.
What else we have
what else
in
we got
life,
going on?
Huh?
What are you saying, Marshall?
Why do you point that out?
Why are you mocking us, Marshall?
No, not mocking. I'm saying, like,
we have important stuff.
I feel like I was up there. I didn't even talk to you guys, and now we're talking via this weird, like, remote situation. You could just come down here and say, what's up?
I did not see you. Were you up here?
Marshall, I'm considering it a snub.
We had a 9:15 meeting. You were in the middle of a segment, and I had a meeting I had to be in.
And you couldn't pop your head in and just say something nice?
I know you're a man about town, Marshall. You don't have time for us.
Never that. I always have time for you guys,
so
as you know.
Did you guys enjoy listening? One of the funniest moments from Matt Eberflus's press conference yesterday was when he was being asked about, I think it was Fishbane that asked him about strategy or adjustments game to game, and he started his answer by saying, well, I'm talking directly to D'Amico Ryans right now.
Yeah,
and he goes, that's a joke.
he had to tell the audience it was a joke. It was funny.
Yeah, but he didn't. We're getting there with him. It's baby steps with Flus. It's on this. We just some basic. Just give it time. Let it. People would know it's a joke. Just wait that beat. Wait for it.
Here's what I'll say to that. Some people are they're incremental in their. I guess development. Other people are exponential.
Non-linear.
Yeah, some people are exponential. He is not exponential in his media dealings, but he is making in progress.
Well, I know what he's doing too. He's affecting the way that Dan Bernstein speaks, because I heard Dan Bernstein say right about seven times yesterday.
I told Grody that he should get like a squishy balls. Like, we have these little footballs here.
Uh-huh.
These little 670 The Score.
Those.
Blue footballs,
little
I know.
Blue ones,
certain things that feel right in your hand that you just want to throw, that's one of them. So I may give Marshall a pile of them.
And if you say it.
And if I say right, you just chuck it at my head.
That'd be
so
funny.
Just do that, and it'll bounce off. Because Eberflus is getting better at it, and it may be that he's transferred it to me like being possessed by a demon of some kind. I don't know.
Classical conditioning.
I was thinking more The Exorcist.
Oh, you went hard R.
Remember,
I was thinking more like PG-13.
Remember the end of The Exorcist?
Yes.
He goes, take me. And then his eyes turn green, and he jumps out the stairs and dies.
You don't know how old I was when I saw that, because it was definitely inappropriate.
Oh, and we all did. My parents told me, do not, because remember, I only had like one friend that had a VHS. a big old, like, roll it out on a cart, remote on a cord, VHS, and it was all, like, bootlegged stuff, and they're like, do not go to his house and see The Exorcist. Do you promise?
Yes. Next? The nightmares for days.
The next day. You want to come over and watch The Exorcist? Like, yes, I do.
Hey, Dan, you're a guy that keeps track of these type of things. So last night, Cub loss, which was
15-1. We're at 15-1 now.
Which was the most egregious thing? Leaving Jordan Wicks in the game in the first inning to give up four home runs, or Seiya Suzuki stealing on his own and getting thrown out at third base in the ninth inning?
I don't know. I think it's not taking advantage of Kopech-Kopeching.
Oh, how about
it? That was right there for you.
Yeah.
Between those two things, it's definitely Suzuki. It's definitely Suzuki.
No question. And the way that David presented it, third base, that was definitely Suzuki.
Leading question.
A little bit.
Never do
counselor.
That. I never do that. Yeah. Leading the witness.
Well, it's just the fact that the way that game went so back and forth, it's like you're never going to be out of it, so just don't take yourself out of it. And that was the proverbial nail in the coffin.
Yeah, it was rough. They could have won that game, or at least made it more interesting. And Suzuki, I know he homered. I know what his OPS is, people, but that was disappointing in the ninth inning.
So what have ye today?
We're going to talk a lot about what the whole nation is going to see Sunday night with Caleb Williams against C.J. Stroud, and what that means and what that represents, and the fact that Caleb Williams himself is acutely aware of the size of these moments in a good way. He knows. He's really smart. He's really aware. And he knows what this means. For the first time, the nation is going to see him as a pro quarterback. And we're going to talk about how the opponents are looking at Caleb Williams. We'll check in on the baseball teams. We have Paul Charchian setting up your fantasy stuff with the Bills and the Dolphins playing tonight. Pat Tomasulo is going to join us to tell us about his terrific charity event that he has coming up and the way this show is going to be involved. Matt Bowen at noon. I've got some strong thoughts that probably should be stronger, but they just end up being sad about what Jerry Reinsdorf had to say. Mm. We're going to talk about Tyreek Hill and what did you call it, Marshall? Athlete privilege?
Oh, super athlete privilege.
Super athlete privilege. I think yesterday, if people didn't catch it, that Matt Eberflus sort of raised the stakes for his offensive line performance, whether he meant to or not. And Bucky Brooks of NFL Network at 125.
Great. Have a great show,
all right, guys.
Guys.
Have a great one.